Badger now, Sugar Babes, BBC Radio Berkshire, 7 minutes to five. We're talking Vulcan Bombing in just a moment. Yes, we had that text from Paul saying car on fire, Junction 4, Camberley. So M3, lights out on the same roundabout towards Basingstoke, long delays, Meadow lights out again. So not looking good in that sort of Camberley area. And on the M3 as well, 08459 311 333. Now, if you've ever seen a Vulcan bomber, I remember many, many years ago. Oh, far too many to remember. But nevertheless, we used to go on holiday and spend most of the summer, every summer, down at Broadstairs, which was by RAF Manston. On a regular basis, we would see a Vulcan bomber coming out of the RAF base there and flying across the North Sea. Most amazing sight. Not many left, but... the one that is left, they're trying to keep up in the air as long as possible. Now, one person that's trying to do that lives Thatcham Way. He's a big fan of the Vulcan bomber, but they need a lot of money, the Vulcan Trust, to keep that Vulcan bomber flying, some 650 grand. Let's find out more from Graham Miller now. Hello there, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Phil. How are you?
Very good indeed. What is it about the Vulcan bomber that works for you?
Well, the aircraft is actually a piece of British history and heritage, and the design of the aircraft was way ahead of its time. If you look at the shape of the aircraft, does it resemble another familiar aircraft to you?
Oh, yeah, the Concorde, that delta wing thing.
You got it in one, yeah. Got it in one. Can I give you a bit of history about the Vulcan?
Oh, go on, yes, because I mean, it's the most remarkable thing to see.
Yeah. Well, the actual aircraft was first designed in 1947 and went into active service in 1960 and retired in 1993. The only active duty that you saw... That's XH-558, that's a Vulcan we see flying over Newbury, Thatcham and Berkshire, was to fly down to the South Atlantic and bomb Port Stanley's airstrip after the Argentinian invasion of the Falkland Islands in 1982. She was originally designed to drop a nuclear bomb on Russia if war ever broke out, and that was the main reason why the Vulcan was built.
So basically it was part of the sort of nuclear deterrent, is it?
Correct, that is correct, yeah.
Now, tell me about the story. Why is it that suddenly you're a bit concerned about the money to keep it going?
Well, times are tight. We've had a recession, yes. And we've had a Haiti thing as well, and money's not coming in as much. We've only got to the end of the month, so we're trying... pulling all the stops out to see if we can get up to 300,000. That is the first level we need to get to. We're nearly there. We've got about 130,000 so far. And with a final push and a bit more publicity, I'm sure we can sort this out. What we're doing, if people would like to join or even go onto the website...
Which is?
Which is www.vulcantothesky, that's all one word, .org. You can either donate money as little as £5.58. That's all it takes. One person, £5.58. You can donate by standing order. You could join the Vulcan to the Sky Club. And we're also putting on... The reason why West Berkshire is involved is that the Newbury and District Amateur Radio Society are putting on a special radio station to promote the awareness of the Vulcan bomber. And
you're going to have your own radio station to promote the Vulcan?
Yeah, we did it last year as well.
Wow. You really like it then, don't you?
Love it. The only thing I can't get a flight on it. I'm not allowed.
Oh, why not?
That's the only thing I'm not allowed. But what we're doing with the Newbury Radio Club is that when we actually contact an amateur within the UK or out with, it could be worldwide, Australia, America, we send them a special card, which is proof of contact, and it's got all the details of the Vulcan appeal on it as well.
Just so, finally, because we've got about 10 seconds left, sadly.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, when can we see... Is it likely we're going to see it this year?
I've got every determination to fly over Thatcham and Newbury this year.
That'll be fabulous.
And if you want Reading as well.
That'll be lovely. All right.
All right.
Your website address again is?
www.vulcantothesky.org, and any money would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
My pleasure. Graham, you're a star. I'm looking forward to seeing it flying over the summer.
Thank you, Phil. All the best. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Graham Miller there from Thatcham. He loves the Vulcan bomber. Gosh, it is the most amazing sight. If they get it up in the air, you wait till you see it. You'll love it. I may not always... Beach Boys and God Only Knows. I love that song. Cracker, isn't it?
BBC Radio Berkshire.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Phil Kennedy, Monday evening, and your BBC News at 5. Amanda Della.
More on a Thatcher man's plans for an historic aircraft. Now, most people don't want noisy planes flying over their homes, but that's not the case for a man from Thatcham. Graham Miller is campaigning to keep the world's only airborne Vulcan bomber flying. Graham says they need funding if it's to be saved.
It's the only time, it's the only aircraft that people love to hear the roar of the engines and the beautiful shape of the aircraft. It's unique. There's only one left in the world, and we've got to keep it flying. And I could watch that plane fly all day if we could, but we can only let it fly 6 months of the year because of the funding that we have.
And saving parts of our military heritage. A Thatcham man is hoping to raise £650,000 to prevent a Vulcan bomber from being grounded. The Vulcan operating company needs funding if it's to keep running. Graham Miller says it's a unique aircraft.
It's part of British history and it's our heritage. And it's part of the Cold War. We need to get this plane flying and keep it flying up in the air. So many people passionate about the actual aircraft. And it's only one of its kind in the world that's flying.